Good evening. Tonight you're tuned in to Turn On The News on 103.9, a nightly look at radio art, radio news, and more. Tonight we're going to listen to some silence, and we also have headlines about jammers and surveillance from the state on Turn On The News on 103.9.
Of the radio audience.
Do not attempt to adjust the This picture. Is Tom Rowe with Turn On The News, 103.9's nightly look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more on 103.9. You can go to newsroom.free103.9.org for more information about what you hear here, including international links to radio art, radio news, media news, and more at newsroom.free103.9. Behind us tonight is Seth Price and his remix, Industrial Fist, remix of industrial music for 103.9's Dispatch series. Antoine Champagne at Counterpunch reports on how Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime censors the internet and retrieves logins and passwords of political opponents' emails or Facebook and Twitter pages. But the technology is innocuously named, quote, Deep Packet Inspection, unquote, DPI. When someone sends an email, a series of servers relays it to its destination. Each server sends the message on to the next, looking only at the recipient's address and not at the contents, unquote. The report implies the industry is growing. Quote, the recent WikiLeaks publication of numerous internal documents from these companies making the spying equipment shows that monitoring communication networks is, quote, a secret new industry spanning 25 countries. In traditional spy stories, intelligence agencies like MI5 bug the phones of one or two people of interest. In the last 10 years, systems of indiscriminate mass surveillance have become the norm. Unquote. A little earlier, the Wall Street Journal published more than 200 marketing documents 36 companies offering the U.S. anti-terrorist agency various surveillance and computer hacking tools, unquote, he reports. You can see that full story in Counterpunch. Sean M. Flame in Ars Technica is worried the imminent, quote, six strikes, unquote, copyright alert system. Major American internet service providers sending out, quote, strikes, unquote, to users accused of infringing on copyrights online violates antitrust law. Quote, 8 months ago, content owners and internet service providers agreed to the copyright alert system, a six-strike plan to reduce copyright infringement by internet users. Under the system, ISPs will soon send educational alerts, hijack browsers, and perhaps even slow or temporarily block the internet service if users accused of online infringement as identified by the content owners, unquote, he writes. Congress is the body that writes laws affecting interstate commerce. Antitrust, at least in part, offers protection against private companies doing the same. Recent reports indicate that the alert system, until now off to a slow start, will soon start affecting internet users. Once it does, regulators must look closely to make sure the system lives up to its main promise as an educational tool rather than a system of vigilante justice. You can read Sean's full column at Ars Technica. Paul Furst at Engineering Radio analyzes the Federal Communications Enforcement Federal Communications Commission's Enforcement Advisory Number 201202 about jamming devices for cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi, which specifies fines in excess of $100,000 per incident. The advisory said, quote, in recent days there have been various press reports about commuters using cell phone jammers to create, quote, a quiet zone, unquote, on buses or trains. We caution consumers that it is against the law to use a cell or GPS jammer or any other type of device that blocks, jams, or interferes with authorized communications, as well as to import, advertise, sell, or ship such a device. The SEC Enforcement Bureau has a zero-tolerance policy in this area and will take aggressive action against violators. Thirst considers how most GPS jammers are being used as privacy protection devices. Quote, that set of people can range from truckers who don't want their bosses to know every aspect of their journey, citizens concerned about GPS tracking devices on their vehicles, or ordinary people who don't want the phone company tracking their every move via GPS-enabled cell phones, unquote, he writes. He also notes that there's plenty of interference for the SEC to worry about. IBOC to analog adjacent channels, broadband over power line, electrical noise on the medium wave band, illegal two-way radio stations on RPU frequencies, etc. Quote, of course there is no money in those issues, unquote, he observes. He notes that the SEC isn't going to catch many truckers going 70 miles per hour across interstate highways using small jamming devices. Quote, perhaps if the technology wasn't so pervasive and regularly abused by certain corporate and government entities, the desire to jam it wouldn't exist, unquote, he concludes. You can read that full story at Engineering Radio. On this day in radio history, March 19th, in 1928, the radio show Amos and Andy premiered on the NBC Blue Network. On this day in 1987, Arch Obler died, a radio writer best known for the series Lights Out. He was 77 in 1987. On this day in 2004, Tom Rivers died of bronchial asthma at age 38. Rivers worked at country station WQIK-FM in Tampa and WUSN-FM in Chicago. And on this day in 2005, Morris Blum died at age 95. Blum started WANN-AM in 1947 in Annapolis, Maryland, and pioneered the idea of black programming playing gospel and rhythm and blues. That's from radioabout.com, this day in history. We will be back on Turn on the News to look and listen for some silence. Turn on the News on 313.9. Kim Tingley asks, is silence going extinct? In a cover story in the New York Times Magazine. At Alaska's Denali National Park and Preserve, Tingley walks deep into the tundra, almost inside the Arctic Circle. Quote, our destination was a ridge above Hines Creek, where David, the park's physical science technician, Beth Chackle, planned to assemble a station to collect a month's worth of continuous acoustic data documenting an intangible, invisible, and increasingly endangered resource, natural sound. Our mission was not only to trap the ephemeral, but also to experience it ourselves, which at the moment was impossible for three reasons. One, the chafing of our nylon outfits. Two, the chunking of our military-issue bunny boots on ice. And three, planes. Quote, if you're on foot and you choose to focus on the natural quality of the landscape, you're completely immersed in nature. Nothing else exists, unquote, Bechtel said. Quote, then a jet will go over and it kind of breaks that flow of consciousness, that ecstatic moment, unquote. Then Tingley traces a history of noise. In his influential 1977 work, The Tuning of the World, the Canadian composer R. Murray Schafer charts man's relationship with noise. As long ago as 3000 BC, he notes, the Epic of Gilgamesh discussed, quote, the uproar of mankind, unquote, which aggravated the god Enlil. Quote, sleep is no longer possible, unquote, he complains to the other gods. In the 2nd century AD, wagon traffic, quote, sufficient to wake the dead, unquote, ruined the Roman poet Juvenal's ability to rest between satires. Many English towns were sequestering their blacksmiths by the 13th century, and Bern, Switzerland passed its first law, quote, against singing and shouting in streets or houses on festival days, unquote, in 1628. Over the next 300 years, it also legislated against barking dogs, singing at Christmas and New Year's parties, carpet beating, and noisy children. In 1972, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency declared noise a pollutant. You can read that full story in the New York Times, and we want to take a look and a listen to all sorts of silence tonight. First, we'll listen to John Cage talk about silence a little bit, and then Zach Poff will explain his radio silence piece that was a piece with Free 103.9 several years back. So we're going to listen to a lot of silence on Turn on the News tonight. Here's John Cage.
The sound experience, which I prefer to all others, is the experience of silence. And the silence almost everywhere in the world now is traffic. If you listen to Beethoven or to Mozart, you see that they're always the same. But if you listen to traffic, you see it's always different.
Like an MVP and a VIP too.
And she's going to commit to nothing.
Only 30%. An alcoholic is always going to quit one.
Cooking, dinosaurs.
And then tomorrow.
Among some of his many interests.
And of course, tomorrow never comes. Now, there are two ways.
3110. Mario's calling from Maryland on line 4. Mario, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Years of experience, of which he has minimal.
Thanks, Mario.
Assured Guarantee is the global leader in bond insurance.
Oh, you must vote no.
You know, I'm very curious about finding things out.
Legal immigrant.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers
to come to this country.
And that's true across all the different things that
so
I do.
So you start with a question.
Yeah.
You know, right? Because you want to know something and...
They're just hardworking people.
But certainly are incompetent.
Mm-hmm. You know, so when I was a physicist, I was interested in the question of where did space and time come from?
Right.
How did the universe begin?
The air ain't working. You know what I'm saying?
My interest in radio goes all the way back to listening to shortwave broadcasts when I was a kid.
It's really complicated stuff because...
If you love wealth greater than liberty...
It kind of happened in a haphazard way. So it's harder...
Go home from us in peace.
My dad was a member of a national amateur radio group that would find surplus military hardware and kind of apportion it. It was a federal program to give away these like old naval radios and things to kind of hacker clubs who would, you know, rewire them and fix them up and use them for stuff.
The real democratic American idea is not that every man shall be on a level with every other, but that everyone shall have liberty without hindrance.
Go about it in a Santa Claus approach.
So I actually, when I was really young, was like using this giant old tubed, 200-pound naval receiver and listening to all these crazy shortwave stations from all over the world. And the incredible sense of being afloat in this sea of noise that also had the potential to have signal in it was fascinating to me.
Can I give you my suggestion, Steve?
He will join us.
Is two back. It's the final in Detroit. The Tigers beat the Orioles 12-9.
Since that world is invisible, it's incredibly malleable. It's as though the world of radio has no specific body, so it gives us license to turn it into whatever bodies we choose. This project is Radio Silence, and it's a continuation of a bunch of stuff that I've been doing for the last couple of years, where I take little bits of live broadcast, sometimes it's TV, sometimes it's radio, and exploit the silences between words to figure out moments when we can cut from one track to another track.
The second stage of the Tour de France.
They have stepped up.
Before!
Ladies and gentlemen,
now, it cost you only your commitment to sign up. To join Michael...
Once said she hopes that Clarence Thomas's wife feeds him lots of bacon and eggs.
That's the news you need now more than ever. I'm Catherine Cowdery, Bloomberg Radio.
So, in the case of Radio Silence, I'm taking these eight AM radio receivers. And each receiver is feeding its signal to a different channel of computer software. The software that I'm making will listen for these pauses, and if the pause seems like it's a pause between clauses, maybe, instead of between words, if it seems long enough to be a significant break in the conversation, then we look around for all the other seven channels, and we see if any of those channels are also pausing. So if they are, then we cross-cut the two.
Understand.
But also a Brooklyn psychic.
After escaping to the freedom of the West.
So tell me where we are.
To get out of that grip of fear. In fact, I remember one time...
AccuQuote can help you save up to 70% on a term life policy that's right for you.
And part of this piece is not only that we cut from channel to channel to channel and hear one kind of moving track of voice, but all of the other seven channels who aren't speaking right now are speaking only their negative space. You hear one person talking at a time, kind of like zapping over from speaker to speaker to speaker, but there's this background noise, which is just a little like... I've been doing these things that are very based on speech and how language is changed in a kind of rhetorical model. And when I approached the idea of radio silence, I was actually less interested in the content of the speech and more interested in what I could discover about the talker by listening only to the pauses. The potential of those silences, when used in a context where you actually can hear the words, continues to be a really powerful thing. And in that sense, when we're listening to speech and when we're trying to understand the messages that someone's giving us, those pauses are obviously incredibly important, but they're not important in spite of the language, the words. They're important because of those words.
Disaster,
the warfare, really the...
And yet, they want to pass the most onerous gun restrictions under the notion that you can secure
30 weeks
against the importation of guns, or...
Kobe didn't help deliver.
They don't have to pay the wages.
A championship was delivered to Kobe.
Foreign invaders. Now, isn't that absurd?
And his psychiatrist.
He was barred from the contest because of a contract dispute.
These states...
Right.
But... Until they take your guns away.
My process of taking apart these conversations and combining them is both an attempt for me to leave behind the idea that there is only one point of view, that there is only one conversation to be had, and at the same time is just kind of a grand experiment in seeing what a survey of the airwaves would lead to. And so I really like the idea that this conversation can be short-circuited, and that if there are 20 different conversations happening in parallel across this spectrum of broadcasters, we can sort of glue them together in a way that, is, in a formal sense, is relatively seamless, which is why the silent moments between the words become full of potential. Pauses between speech are a relatively democratizing device. No particular ideology, according to my actual research on this in the last couple of months, has more or less of an advantage. You know, unless you're playing music behind your signal, my system will essentially catch your speech, no matter whether you're on the certain side of any political issue. So in a way, it's my attempt to really remove myself and my own listening habits from this process and develop a new way of listening, which incorporates small, contextless bits of the whole spectrum of broadcast. which is actually associated for me with a whole different kind of long-term project in my own artwork, which is to look at how the idea of broadcasting, the idea of one transmitter and many simultaneous receivers, is still alive and is still driving a lot of the conversations that we have in this very peer-to-peer, digitally networked world that we're in.
Discount all our progress at every turn because of what happened in the early history of this country.
But the, what we really have to wait for...
Because everybody's talking jets.
Okay.
My second comment was that I think they have to lose the case, Obama has to lose the case about the Arizona border issue, because...
Well, I'll tell you, the one guy from Alabama that he wanted went number 7 to the Raiders.
So personally, I think...
La minute de silence de
Christian Markley.
J'ai dit, je suis et okay, et zik, mais simple de dire boucle un boucle des
There is no such thing as silence.
Silent weapon technology has evolved from operations research, a strategic and tactical methodology developed under military management in England during World War II. The original purpose of operations research was to study the strategic and tactical problems of air and land defense with the objective of effective use of limited military resources against foreign enemies. It was soon recognized by those in positions of power that the same methods might be useful for totally controlling a society. Everything that is expected from an ordinary weapon is expected from a silent weapon by its creators, but only in its manner of functioning. It shoots situations instead of bullets, propelled by data processing instead of a chemical reaction, originating from bits of data instead of grains of gunpowder, from a computer instead of a gun, operated by a computer programmer instead of a marksman, under the orders of a banking magnate instead of a military general. The silent weapon makes no obvious explosive noises, causes no obvious physical or mental injuries, and does not obviously interfere with anyone's daily social life. Yet, it makes an unmistakable noise, causes unmistakable physical and mental damage, and unmistakably interferes with daily social life, i.e., unmistakable to a trained observer, one who knows what to look for. The public cannot comprehend this weapon, and therefore cannot believe that they are being attacked and subdued by a weapon. The public might instinctively feel that something is wrong, but because of the technical nature of the silent weapon, they cannot express their feeling in a rational way or handle the problem with intelligence. Therefore, they do not know how to cry for help and do not know how to associate with others to defend themselves. When a silent weapon is applied gradually, the public adjusts, adapts to its presence, and learns to tolerate its encroachment on their lives, until the pressure, psychological via economic, becomes too great, and they crack up. Therefore, The silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobilities of the individuals of a society. By knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy, and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. Repetition. 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 Repetition breeds suggestibility. Repetition breeds suggestibility. I am not suggestible. I am not suggestible. I am not open to suggestion. Repetition, repetition, repetition breeds suggestibility. I am not open to suggestion.
You also heard Christian Marclay and Matt Micas in there with more works on silence. That was our theme tonight on Turn On the News. Tune in every night on 103.9 at midnight for radio news, media art, radio art, media news, and more. It's been a production in conjunction with WGXC. You're listening to 103.9.org and Turn On the News.